Alex and Flick on Hit 91.9.
A photo's gone viral after... Thankfully, you can't see their faces because I don't think they got permission for this photo to be taken. But
he's probably quite happy to be doing what he's doing.
I'm sure. And maybe it wasn't just a constant stream of chicken nuggets that he was feeding his girlfriend while she was getting her nails done at a manicurist, which turned out to be his mother that she was meeting for the first time. Very interesting story.
God, it's all a little bit intertwined. But we want to know, like, that guy clearly very much under the thumb. And that's fine. Good on him. Probably they'll end up together forever. But... We want
is
to know from
healthy?
You.
I don't know if it's healthy. Nuggets aren't.
Is your mate under the thumb? Teagues, you've got a mate that's under the thumb?
I do. Maybe not as excessive as chicken nuggets.
No, I know. That is bad.
Yeah, I have a girlfriend who has a husband who is barely under the thumb.
Oh,
okay. She's examples. Got him. She's got him whipped. Okay, yeah, tell us everything.
Yeah. So, I mean, he wasn't always that way. You know, they started out semi, I'm not going to say normal, that's really terrible, but, you know, they were both in charge, and then I don't know what happened, but a few years into a relationship, she flipped the switch, and she is boss. He asked permission to do things, and almost kind of childlike,
Do they have children? Do they have kids?
They do now, yeah.
Oh, and he's just fallen into one of them. He's just become one.
Basically, yep.
So, do you mind if I go to the bathroom?
You should show her this photo and see if it happens.
It's a spiral. This is where you're spiraling to. You should need to tell her. Thanks so much for your call,
Teagues. Thanks, Teagan. It does happen.
I could not imagine asking permission for anything.
Wow. You do tell me when you go to the toilet now, and I feel like that's a slippery slope for you asking me if you can go to the toilet.
I'm not asking you. I'm just informing you.
Oh, I'm going to start.
I've been very gassy, and I'm going to solve the problem.
It's been a big day, a big morning, because we have had the promise of something, a dream of mine, a game changer, if you will, that Alex has been making secret phone calls under the desk for. Like, you didn't even want me to hear the initial phone call you just made.
I know, and I realised, yes, I was under the desk. I could have just left the room, but... I have got someone on the phone, and as I told you on Friday, that this is something that is a game changer for you. It's something you're very passionate about, and I think it's going to be life-changing.
You have told me that the gentleman I'm about to speak to, his name's Ken.
Yes, so Ken, I'd like you to meet Flick. Flick,
hello,
Ken.
Hello, Ken, how
Flick.
Are you?
Hi, guys. Good to talk with you.
Yes. Now, Ken, can I ask where you are from? What do you do?
We're from a beautiful, sunny little place in Queensland called Bundaberg.
All right.
And we travel up and down the country with an ice skating rink.
Oh, awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a little bit random, right?
That's so cool.
Now, can you send me an email saying you are coming to Bendigo?
I certainly did. We're coming for the school holidays in September to Bendigo.
And you want us to have a little bit of fun with your ice skating rink?
We certainly do. We want to get people involved.
So this is where you
we
come
do love getting city. Involved in things, Ken.
Now, Ken, I'd like to just... I'm going to just tell you a little bit about Flick. I'm going to get her to do it, actually, Flick. Now, once you finished high school, you then went on to do what?
A performing arts degree.
Which you loved very much.
And now, cost me a lot of money.
Cost you a lot of money. And would you say you've really utilised it to the best of your ability?
I mean, I broadcast on the radio daily. That's a bit of performing, surely.
Oh, very loose. We're holding on for dear life then. This is what I pose to you, Felicity.
You really need to make this money count.
We have got about 3 weeks. We've got about 3 weeks for you to finally put a stage show on ice.
Get out.
I won't.
On an ice skating rink?
Yes, I want you to do a performance.
No.
I will help. I will get involved. You can recruit. You can do anything you like. Ken has semi-agreed
Ken's
to this.
Ken's ice skating rink.
Semi-agreed to this, Felicity. Yes, of course, it is Frozen Wonderland. It's coming to Bendigo, Flick. It is real ice skating and tobogganing coming to Bendigo these school holidays.
And I can do an on-ice spectacular.
Yes, Ken, what are your thoughts on this idea? This is the first Ken has heard of it as well.
Oh, sorry, Ken. Me too, Ken.
We've travelled around with this a little bit. We've been from Darwin, Cairns, and now we're down in Bendigo. And this is going to be a first-time performance on the ice for someone like this. And this is going to be unbelievable, I think.
Oh, my God, it's a premiere. Right, it's
Ken
a premiere
doesn't even know
event.
You and look at the confidence he has in you.
Look at him knowing that I can pull this off in 3.5 weeks.
Well, and I've got great expectations because in our rink in Townsville, we've actually got a lady there who skates for Disney on Ice called... I think her role is it Elsa on Disney on Ice
from Frozen. Oh no!
And I'm trying me hard. If I can't get any promises, but we're sort of working towards her coming down there for the opening as well.
Goodness, and she'll see the talent.
Oh, flicks.
And she'll...
don't get nasty, though. We don't get competitive.
I need this show to wrap up as soon as possible because there's so much to do. Ken, thank you for entrusting us.
You're going to have some competition. I'm sure there's going to be some people come out of the woodwork to get involved in this, and it's going to be a fantastic event.
Oh, like Torval and Dean.
God, where are they when you need them? Very retired.
So as I said, this was a game changer for you. You've always wanted to do your own stage show.
I have. And what's better than a solid stage? Ice rink. This is huge. So did you say tobogganing as well?
Yeah, there's tobogganing
as well. Oh, my goodness. That was my childhood favourite.
It was the only thing you ever had to do with snow, so yes.
Yeah. Still is to this day.
Watch this space because Flick is about to put on a stage show on ice.
Frozen Wonderland.
I tell you what, it's real ice skating and tobogganing coming to Bendigo these school holidays.
Oh, wow. I've got so many
thoughts.
Through
the nose, out the mouth, like we practice.
Okay. That's coming up. It's been a big day, a big morning, because we have had the promise of something, a dream of mine, a game changer, if you will, that Alex has been making secret phone calls under the desk for. Like, you didn't even want me to hear the initial phone call you just made.
I know, and I realised, yes, I was under the desk, I could have just left the room, but I have got someone on the phone, and as I told you on Friday, that this is something that is a game changer for you. It's something you're very passionate about, and I think... it's going to be life-changing.
You have told me that the gentleman I'm about to speak to, his name's Ken.
Yes, so Ken. I'd like you to meet Flick.
Hello, Ken.
Ken,
how
Flick.
Are you?
Hi, guys. Good to talk to you.
Yes. Now, Ken, can I ask where you are from? What do you do?
We're from a beautiful, sunny little place in Queensland called Bundaberg.
All right.
And we travel up and down the country with an ice skating rink.
Oh, awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a little bit random, right?
That's so cool.
Now, Ken, you send me an email saying you are coming to Bendigo.
I certainly did. We're coming for the school holidays in September to Bendigo.
And you want us to have a little bit of fun with your ice skating rink?
We certainly do. We want to get people involved.
So this is where you
we
come
do love getting city. Involved in things, Ken.
Now, Ken, I'd like to just... I'm going to just tell you a little bit about Flick. I'm going to get her to do it, actually, Flick. Now, once you finished high school, you then went on to do what?
A performing arts degree.
Which you loved very much.
And now, cost me a lot of money.
Cost you a lot of money. And would you say you've really utilised it to the best of your ability?
I mean, I broadcast on the radio daily. That's a bit of performing, surely.
Oh, very loose. We're holding on for dear life then. This is what I pose to you, Felicity.
You really need to make this money count.
We have got about 3 weeks. We've got about 3 weeks for you to finally put a stage show on ice.
Get out.
I won't.
On an ice skating rink?
Yes, I want you to do a performance.
No.
I will help. I will get involved. You can recruit. You can do anything you like. Ken has semi-agreed
Ken's
to this.
Ken's ice skating rink.
Semi-agreed to this, Felicity. Yes, of course, it is Frozen Wonderland. It's coming to Bendigo, Flick. It is real ice skating and tobogganing coming to Bendigo these school holidays.
And I can do an on-ice spectacular.
Yes, Ken, what are your thoughts on this idea? This is the first Ken has heard of it as well.
Oh, sorry, Ken. Me too, Ken.
We've travelled around with this a little bit. We've been from Darwin, Cairns, and now we're down in Bendigo. And this is going to be a first-time performance on the ice for someone like this. And this is going to be unbelievable, I think.
Oh, my God, it's a premiere. Right, it's
Ken
a premiere
doesn't even know
event.
You and look at the confidence he has in you.
Look at him knowing that I can pull this off in 3.5 weeks.
Well, and I've got great expectations because in our rink in Townsville, we've actually got a lady there who skates for Disney on Ice called... I think her role is it Elsa Disney on Ice
from Frozen. Oh no!
And I'm trying me hard. If I can't get any promises, but we're sort of working towards her coming down there for the opening as well.
Oh, goodness, and she'll see the talent.
Oh, Flick.
And she'll.
don't get nasty though. We don't get
Ken,
competitive.
I need this show to wrap up as soon as possible because there's so much to do. Ken, thank you so much for entrusting us.
You're going to have some competition. I'm sure there's going to be some people come out of the woodwork to get involved in this, and it's going to be a fantastic event.
Oh, like Torval and Dean.
God, where are they when you need them? Very retired.
So as I said, this was a game changer for you. You've always wanted to do your own stage show.
I have. And what's better than a solid stage? Ice rink. This
An
is
ice
huge.
Rink.
So did you say tobogganing as well?
Yeah, there's tobogganing
oh
as well.
Oh, my goodness. That was my childhood favourite.
It was the only thing you ever had to do with snow, so yes.
Yeah. Still is to this day.
Watch this space because Flick is about to put on a stage show on ice.
Frozen Wonderland.
I tell you what, it's real ice skating and tobogganing coming to Bendigo these school holidays.
Oh, wow. I've got so many
through the
thoughts.
Nose, out the mouth, like we practiced.
Okay.
That a girl.
That's coming up. Making friends with wildlife. I mean, we've been told not to feed the birds because they become dependent on it and maybe get a little aggro, but a animal behaviouralist, Gisella Kaplan, has said that magpies will only swoop when they don't know somebody, so get to know your magpies.
I'm just trying to imagine, like, you know, in the Disney movies where, like, the Disney princess is usually in the forest and all the animals come and
yes.
sit in her shoulders?
Bluebirds.
Like, in real reality, she would have been mauled. Like, she, it would have been a complete bloodbath for poor Cinderella.
The elk would have impaled her at some point,
but
yes.
People do become friends with wildlife, and someone who has done that has given us a call. Trevor, you have become friends with magpies, is it?
Yes, Alex, yeah. When I was in a flat in Ballarat before I moved over to Bendigo, I noticed three or four magpies on the lawn outside my flat most mornings. So one morning I went out and just threw a bit of bread. Anyway, they come over and started to eat the bread. Anyway, one other night there I cooked a bit of steak, threw that out and cut it up into fine pieces. Oh, they flew over. Anyway, I got that way that they, nearly every day, they'd sit out there waiting for me, and as soon as I'd throw the meat out, they'd come right up to me. I nearly had one feeding out of my hand after about 5 or 6 months.
Oh, did you name them, Trevor?
No, I didn't. No, oh. I didn't click, no.
No. So
I've got a video I'm trying to put up online for you of me actually feeding them, but it's not working at the moment. But anyway, I'll see how I go.
We would love to see that, Trevor. That is so beautiful. So there was a group of them, and they became quite friendly with you.
Yes, they did, yeah.
Is it fair to say that they became your protectors, and if anyone came near your house, they would swoop them?
Oh, not so much that, no, I don't think. No,
they're not mini warriors.
No, you cannot train them to be thugs, Alex.
That's it, no.
Trevor, thank you so much for that. That's beautiful. Since you've moved, have you tried to be friends with wildlife?
No, I haven't, no.
Do what my dad did, put a possum box up, and... Yeah. But the best was the possums decided to sleep somewhere else one night, and he was worried that the sensor light was shining their eyes, so took the bulb.
So he's removed the sensor light.
That's dedication. Thanks, Trevor. Alex and Flick on Bendigo's Hit 91.9, and it's no secret that you and I love Disney, Alex.
Well, we proved that yesterday, Flick, when we were in the studio, and we were putting together a bit of a game, I guess, and we got something that probably should have taken 15 minutes, ended up taking an hour and a half.
It really did. We are joined by Ainsley Melham and Heba El Sheikh, who, of course, play none other than Aladdin and Jasmine in Disney's Aladdin, the hit Broadway musical, now in Melbourne at Her Majesty's Theatre. You guys know your stuff when it comes to Disney.
We hope so.
This is how we prove it.
There's only one way to find out now. We have got a little bit of a Disney quiz coming up here. So what we're going to do, your names will be your buzzers.
Yeah.
The first to buzz in has to give the answer, and we only take the first answer.
We can take nicknames as well. So give me your buzzers. Ainsley.
Heba.
Okay, quick. You're good with your names. All right. Let's kick it off with our first question. It's really quite hard. Are you ready?
Yeah. Ah!
What is the song and the Disney film that's from?
Oh, that was it.
Is it Mulan?
Is it Mulan? That is incorrect. This is actually...
That was hard, though. It's like 2 seconds.
It is. Okay. Well, I told you it'd be hard.
We weren't going to make it easy for you.
Yeah, true, true. Okay.
You're like, oh, these.
But I would have guessed Mulan.
Yeah,
well.
Mulan. Yeah, good one.
Both would have been wrong.
And we both would have been wrong.
Yeah. You two spent too much time with
all right. each other. Here all right. is clip number two.
Heba.
Oh, you got our name.
Heba the Hunters.
Oh, yes.
Correct. Both got our names.
You forgot your name. You were about to say Heba. It was Paint with All the Colours of the Wind. Beautiful.
Okay.
Clearly one of Heba's favourites. And Ainsley remembers it as well. Mm-hmm. All right, third one.
It's better.
Ooh.
Ainsley. Oh, it's a dead heat.
Let's say it together.
Ready?
Okay.
Yep, go.
Little Mermaid.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Good teamwork.
I thought you were guessing the name of the film.
Oh, is it filmed?
But it's Under the Sea.
Under the Sea.
Okay.
Under the Sea. Congratulations. let's go to the next one then.
It would have been brilliant if I was like, Beauty and the Beast.
That's You're good. Great. Yeah. You're good.
All right, the next of the clip is...
Okay, ready?
Song.
Ooh.
Dee's a tricky one.
Song.
Oh, no.
Song.
Ainsley,
I think
go.
I know, but it's not Disney, is it?
Is it?
If the one I'm thinking, but...
Mm-hmm. It's not Slipknot or anything like
Look,
that, I promise.
I actually...
Oh, wait, hang on.
I think I know.
You buzz in.
Heba?
Yes.
Shabashabai by Mountain. No, it's not that one. Oh.
Are we giving up?
I don't know. My first guess would have been something from Tangled, like Mother
Oh, no, earlier. Earlier. Mm-hmm. Our era. Mm-hmm. Forfeit?
Play one.
Yeah. Oh, play it again. One more time. All right. Song. There's the music in the background.
Oh, it is hard.
It is tricky. And you probably haven't thought about this particular one for a while, and people listening are going, oh, I know that. I did see that in
my
the cinema.
My little sister's screaming at the car at the minute.
What are we saying? 97, 98, I reckon?
All right.
Okay,
give up.
Tell us.
You're going to kick yourself.
You're
going to
kick yourself
too.
And a song
someone sings. But is that Anastasia? Yeah, but that's not Disney. That's why I knew, because Anastasia. I knew, but that's why I was like, that's not Disney.
Going to the judges and, yep.
Confirmed.
And we've been sued by Disney. Right, last one. This is definitely Disney.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah. Hiba?
Yes, Hiba?
I'm going to say Moana.
Oh, I'm going to play it one more time.
One more time. Okay. Have a listen.
Okay. Sky. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hiba. It's Aladdin. Because I went to Sky. That's what I heard.
You were 100% correct that she is watching all the Disney films.
Yeah, I watched
brand new one.
Well done.
Brand newy as well. Congratulations. Yeah. You did exceptionally well. You did. I think Heba definitely took that one out.
She did.
Even with a few false starts, Ainsley. But when you school us, that's when you get bonus points. Congratulations.
I'm happy to admit defeat.
Excellent. Thank you so much for coming in, Ainsley Melham and Heba El Sheikh, of course, playing Aladdin and Jasmine in the production of Disney's Aladdin, the hit Broadway musical.
That's right. Make sure you do score yourself some tickets at aladdinthemusical.com.au. It's worth seeing.
Yesterday, we had the privilege of talking to Ken. You said all weekend, I've got something really exciting. We've got to make a phone call. This was the phone call where we reveal what Ken does.
Flick.
Hello,
Ken.
How
Flick.
Are you?
Hi, guys. We travel up and down the country with an ice skating rink.
Now, you've posed to me that Ken is bringing Frozen Wonderland to Central Victoria these September school holidays. What is it?
That's right. So it's real ice skating and tobogganing. And as you said, they are coming to Bendigo these school holidays. They've said, can you guys somehow get involved, right? So that was very open-ended. So I thought this is something that possibly could make dreams come true for my dear friend Felicity.
Now, Ken's mind clearly went to, like, ribbon cutting, maybe just appearing and saying, guys, excited to be here. But you ran with it.
Champagne bottle smashed or something like that. Who knows? No, nothing. That's boring.
We can't do that around kids anymore.
True.
Didn't think of that. Passion pop.
Glass,
anyway,
alcohol,
no, nothing.
Not
anyway, you look back to my past, my shady history of having a performing arts degree and thought, hey, why not put on an on-ice stage spectacular to launch Frozen Wonderland.
Now, we just sort of did that yesterday on air and didn't ask any form of permission or run it by anyone.
You let me get really excited as well.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, didn't sleep last night.
So we need to probably ask permission for this.
So we have given a buzz to our boss. He calls himself our boss quite frequently. It does give him a bit of a boost. Our boss, Bex. How are you, Bex?
Oh, nothing like a condescending intro to get a guy in the mood to approve something.
Hey, it's pretty condescending when you point to us and go, I'm their boss.
You basically just called me a tosser and now you want my approval.
No, yeah, I can't believe she did that. So now we could have come into your office yesterday, right? Here's the scenario. We could have come into your office yesterday, had just the three of us in the room and you just say no. But if we ask you something in front of, you know, many people that are listening,
you could say yes, be a hero, or B, yeah, say no and be a jerk.
See? So now Flick has a question to ask you.
I'm a tosser and a jerk. This is good. Yeah.
Probably going about this the wrong way.
It's called negging, Alex. I've read it in a magazine.
Now, we have been contacted by Frozen Wonderland. It's real ice skating and tobogganing. It's coming to town this school holidays. And they've sort of said, go for it. Do something creative. So Flick, with her past, wants to do a stage show on ice.
Can I dedicate some work time to creating an on-ice spectacular for our show?
May or may not be a lot of work time.
All right, I'm going to do my best to not be a jerk or a tosser for the next 30 seconds. Alex, I really admire your diplomacy in this and the way you've brought it to me. And I really think it's a fantastic idea. And I have one condition.
Oh, conditions.
I think your listeners need to be involved in this. They need to be heavily involved in bringing it together as a concept, maybe even being part of the stage spectacular as well. I think those things are really important.
So is that
wow,
a yes?
You, listeners, you want them to perform on ice with us, knowing that what's our current liability insurance like? We all good? What's the go there?
Yeah, what could go wrong, guys? What could go wrong?
Yay!
Okay, so that was a
Bex,
yes.
Bex. Oh, everyone's cheering.
Oh, gosh. The crowd got wild.
Not a tosser. That is so nice, guys.
Oh, that guy, get out.
He's not. He let us do that. Bex, thank you so much. We will definitely get people involved for sure.
That's a great idea, guys. Get back in.
Do you have any suggestions?
Any suggestions? Don't drink before the stage spectacular.
Write it down.
We've lost Bex.
Write it down, Alex. Write it down. We are going to be performing a on-ice stage spectacular right, these school holidays.
We've got the green light.
Woo! This is so exciting. After Alex's friend, Danny, explained terrifying circumstances,
yeah, she went, obviously there's someone that picks up her son from school because she's at work until 4:30, takes him home, went there, was nowhere to be found. He thought he'd be a big boy, get the bus home by himself.
Needless to say, she has doused that kid in GPS tracking systems.
Yes, there's one on his shoelace, in his backpack, in his lunchbox. He is not going anywhere without her knowing.
Try getting lost now, kiddo. 13, 12, 16. We didn't have that. We did not have tiles or GPS trackers or any of that when we were kids.
We just had PA systems at shopping malls. That's the only way you could find us.
Very distressed mothers. 13, 12, 16. When did you lose your kid?
Now, Sarah, you were the one that got lost.
Yes, I had run away from home.
Oh, dear.
And climbed a tree right out the front of the house and was up there for about 5 hours. Police were called and I just watched everyone running in and out.
Oh, my God. So you watched the mayhem as it happened. Did you feel any guilt? Do you remember feeling any sort of guilt?
I was too little to care. I just got down when I was hungry.
It was hunger that got you down, Sarah, after all that fantastic.
That's great.
Thank you for your honesty.
Thanks so much for your call. Hey, Melissa, tell us, did you lose a child?
Yes, I did.
Oh, where
it was
were
so embarrassing.
You?
What happened?
I was actually at Lancel Plaza in that era.
Yes.
I had my 5-year-old and 3-year-old with me. My 5-year-old was trying on shoes, and my 3-year-old decided to take a wander. So we went off, we got center security, we looked everywhere. My husband went one direction, I went one direction, freaking out, and we found him. He was dancing down the aisles in Woolworths.
He was having a great time.
So he wasn't distressed. So he's not like sometimes you see kids and they're like, oh my God, where's mum? He was having a bit of a party in Woolworths.
Obviously the music was great that day.
I was gonna say, whenever ratings comes around, I'm always like, you know what, I'm not too worried about Triple M. It's Woolworths radio. I'm just terrified.
It's always a good
song.
Oh, there you go. But how long did it take you to actually track him down?
About 20 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's 20.
You got a lot of dancing time in.
Slept like a baby that night.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Melissa.
Hey, Teagues.
Wrap it up. Where did you go missing?
I lost my son at the Melbourne Zoo.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's not a place.
Oh, my God.
No.
How long for?
Yeah. Oh, it was only for, like, I don't know, 10 minutes, but it was, like, it felt like about 10 hours.
Where was your mind going? What animal cage or area did you think he was in? Where did your mind go?
So there was a group of us. It was my husband's family. We all went as a big group. And, you know, there was like 8 kids or something like that. And we were walking up to the lion enclosure. Now, I don't know if you've been to the Melbourne Zoo, but the new part, there's like an inside part to the lion enclosure and an outside part.
Not where you want to lose one of your kids.
No. Half of us were inside, half of us were outside, and my son decided to go from one group to the other part of the group, but kind of got distracted by the lions. We thought he was outside, the other group thought he was inside, and it was chaos.
People say that the Jungle Book's a good kids' film. I say it's propaganda for getting lost at the zoo. That's how it happens.
Strap a GPS to him. Strap it.
On Hit 91.9.
Let's go!
We play.
We are putting on a performance, Frozen Wonderland, coming to Bendigo these school holidays. We're doing an opening spectacular. It's for kids, and we do want to eventually invite children along. You can score tickets here as well to Frozen Wonderland. But first, we need your advice because we are adults and we don't know what kids like.
Well, we're big. No, we're not quite adults. I don't consider myself an adult.
No, neither.
I know the law system does, but I don't.
You've racked up an almost $1,000 electricity bill. I mean, what adult does that? So 13, 12, 16. What do kids like? We've had Minecraft. We have had messages on the Facebook saying Peppa Pig.
Peppa Pig's a popular one.
But Peppa Pig's huge.
Lisa,
huge.
On 13, 12, 16, what do kids like?
My kids are right into Heartland at the moment.
Horses.
How do you know that, Alex?
Well, we live on a farm. We've got horses, so why not, you know?
Makes sense. Do you think we could take the horses on the ice? Do you think that would work, Flick?
Lisa, what do you reckon?
No.
All right. It's going to be challenging.
Minecraft,
Heartland.
Minecraft meets Heartland. Could
the
be interesting.
The sprawling family saga takes place right on the range where an unfortunate tramp... Oh, wow.
Can we just get a script from them and just copy that?
Oh, goodness me. It's a lot of horses, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I think that's what the whole premise of the show is. I think that's the whole idea.
One of the main actors is actually a horse.
But last night, I had a little bit of a situation, you might say, in the kitchen at home. I was cooking myself a gourmet meal, threw the old tea towel over the shoulder, and it set fire on the stove. Not ideal. But on 13, 12, 16, when have you accidentally had a fire? Mark, you've accidentally had one?
Yeah, the missus has.
What happened?
Well, basically the same thing as you. She was cooking and she placed the tea towel down. She comes see me up in the garage thinking it could smell smoke.
Oh, dear.
So we go out and have a look, and, yeah, big black hole in the bench top and microwave kaput.
Oh, it burned the microwave as well?
Yeah, it started going up the microwave, so...
Oh, wow. Well, in hindsight, I guess, if all you lost was a microwave, you didn't do too bad, but I think it's a good lesson to learn. Just be careful where you chuck that tea towel, or just make sure you turn the stove off. Thanks for your call, Mark. And Shell, tell us, you've had an accidental fire. You accidentally set fire to something?
I did.
What was it, mate? Tell us.
Well, I was cooking on my mum's new stove, which is like one of those dying fake gas.
Yeah, fancy
ovens.
As hell. Fancy as hell.
Yeah, those nice big fancy ones. And I put the tea towel like what you did, but I put it right next to the cupboard, like the bench.
Oh.
And I set fire to the whole entire drawer, like there was I set fire to the whole drawer, and there still is the fire damage still there, and that's about 6 years ago.
So it's still there. Now, just because your mum had a new oven, does that mean that the kitchen itself was pretty new?
Oh, it was a brand new house.
Oh, no. How did she take that?
She didn't take it too well, but because if you change those two doors, you actually got to laminate the whole entire two doors again. So they just decided to leave it and never let me cook on the oven again.
I was going to say, do they sort of bring it up a fair bit too? Like, remember that time? See this wall here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does.
Yeah, you're never going to leave it down, Shell.
Yeah.
No, it's there. As long as that wall's there, you will never be let to forget that. We're looking for a theme for our On Ice Spectacular that I gifted Flick, because Frozen Wonderland is coming.
You're taking a lot of credit for this, but I think Ken from Frozen Wonderland is probably the guy who we should be thanking.
Absolutely. Jane joins me in the studio because Flick isn't feeling too crash hot, but we need your help with a theme.
Yeah, 13, 12, 16, Matthew's given us a call. Matthew, what's your idea? What should our theme be?
You said you wanted something Bendigo-orientated, so I thought Mulga Bill.
Oh, that is perfect.
Mulga Bill.
Mulga Bill, Alex.
Tell me a little bit about Mulga Bill.
It's a nursery rhyme about a guy who rides around from Ironbark. So it's based out of Bendigo.
Well, it says
a local nursery rhyme.
I'm just reading the. I think there might be a few different versions, Matthew. But it says 'twas Mulga Bill from Eagle Hawk that caught the cycling craze.
Oh, yeah.
So,
okay.
A guy from Eagle Hawk. It's about cycling.
Oh my god!
I think this is perfect.
We're going to ride a bike on ice. That seems dangerous.
Matthew, you're a genius.
Thank you so much for your call, Matthew. We've got your details. You are definitely a front runner for this. That seems like a really good theme. 13, 12, 16. Sally, tell us, what's your idea?
I think we should go with Frosty the Snowman. For a Christmas sort of theme because it's supposed to be a winter wonderland, so...
It is.
Yeah.
Frozen wonderland, winter wonderland, it's cold. It's,
yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're not opposed to Christmas carols.
Really, no, I was going to say, sure, Christmas in September. Who cares? I don't know the entire story of Frosty. Didn't he melt?
Well,
Maybe. I'm not sure.
It could get dark.
Oh, actually, I'd love to see Flick in a Frosty the Snowman costume. Hey, keep those themes coming. We really want to hear more. Frozen Wonderland is hitting Bendigo. It's real ice skating and tobogganing coming to Bendigo these school holidays. We have got the first tickets to come along to our on-ice spectacular. We just need a theme.
Something special is in the works here, I can tell.
Devastating news here in the office. I thought Jane was my good friend. We've worked together for quite some time. We had a date set for months to go and see the movie It when it opened in cinemas yesterday. And she pulled the pin. She was too busy with work and then had to head home to see her parents. Very disappointing, Jane. So I want someone to give me a review of it. Someone who has gone and seen it is Paul. Now, Paul, tell me, what's your full thoughts on the movie? Was it good? Was it scary? Give me everything. Yeah.
My full thoughts on the movie, even compared to the original one, it's real. It keeps you on the edge of your seat. Like, it's just so unexpected, some of the stuff that happens, and it was an amazing movie.
Okay, so you're rating it. Out of five, how many stars are we giving it?
Oh, mate, I'll give it five.
Five stars! So, are you obviously a horror movie enthusiast?
Oh, yeah, I love the horror movies.
So, and I've yet to find a horror movie that I actually find that scary. So, are you saying this one's actually pretty scary?
Yeah, well, it definitely keeps you on the edge of your seat.
Okay, and lots of bits that make you jump.
Yeah.
All right, excellent. Oh, just whilst I've got you there, what did you have from the snack bar?
I had some popcorn and a frozen Coke.
Jumbo combo, of course, it's a classic. Thanks. The season is not that far away. The Bendigo Spirit, I know they're in pre-season training already. Catching up with Cara Tassari. Morning, how are you doing? I'm very well, thank you. Now tell me, how is the pre-season training going?
It's going really good. We've been back since Monday this week. We've been going every night. Training's been really good. It's been really good to see all the girls back again, and especially most from last year as well. So we're all fitting in really well, so it's going well.
Now, last year you were a development player?
Yes.
What does that mean? For people that don't know basketball.
Yeah, so development player is pretty much just a training. You're on the training roster, not on the playing group. So coming, training, basically trying to develop my skills to be able to get myself to the next level. And I was lucky enough last year, well, unfortunately for the team, someone got injured, but I was elevated into the
team.
Fortunately
for you, though.
Fortunately for me, yes. But so I did get to play a couple of games. I got to travel with the girls. So, that was a great experience. And now I'm lucky enough to be in the playing roster this year.
So I know it's early days in the preseason, but how do you think the team's shaping up? You've got some new recruits?
Yeah, we do have some new recruits. One hasn't arrived yet. Mm-hmm. She'll be here soon. Both are from the WNBA, so that's a great learning experience for myself as well. But, I think we're a very together group already and we've all just clicked, and it's really exciting to see what's going to happen in the future.
How important is it for an actual team to click, as well as all just being really good? You've all got to get along, surely.
Oh, definitely. You know, you got to play for each other. You got to make that extra pass. And to be able to do that, you know, I think that's going to be one of our great strengths in this season.
Absolutely. Well, I know we're all looking forward to it. Now, I was speaking to some people before you arrived. I've got some insight about you. Now, I've been told that you've got an Italian background and you love horse riding until something happened.
Yes. Well,
talk me through this.
I used to ride a horse. Her name was Honey. She was a little bit old, but my dad actually worked at a horse racing facility and she was sort of just in the paddock. And I got some horse riding lessons. And one day my dog was actually around the yard and spooked my horse while I was on her, and I fell off, and I got a concussion, and ever since that I just could never get back on a horse.
But there's literally a saying, you got to get back on the horse.
Yes,
that's actually
and I
the saying,
went
Cara.
The complete opposite way.
So you've never been on a horse again?
I have been, but not like just said.
Not Honey.
Yeah, no, not Honey.
So you and Honey are no longer friends.
No, it was not a very good experience.
All right, now obviously, do you know who you're playing first, or when the first game is?
Yes, so we're playing Canberra first, 9th October in Canberra, though, so that's very exciting.
And the good news is it's actually going to be like a really compressed season this year.
Yes, it is. Very full on. I think their last game's New Year's Eve, which is exciting, but and it's even great with the Foxtel televised.
They've jumped on board to televise as well.
Really exciting.
So New Year's Eve, you're going to play, and then you'll have the biggest party. So you'll have an end of season party and a New Year's Eve party.
Yeah, well, that's the plan, hopefully.
What a way to wrap it up. Hey, thanks so much for coming in. We wish you all the best for this season. No doubt that we will be catching up with you again soon. Of course, that's Cara from the Bendigo Spirit. Watch this space. It's going to be a hell of a season. You're on Hit 91.9.
Alex and Flick, weekday mornings from 6. Bendigo's Hit 91.9.